She turned and looked at me. In her youth, she had been a vision of feminine loveliness. As a mature woman, she was described in the society pages as elegant and stately. On that morning, she was wan and weary. Her eyes were bloodshot, and her hair, previously always coiffed and raven black, was now dishevelled and streaked with grey. "Well, if it isn't my dear old doctor," she said. Then, giving me a look up and down, added, "My old, old doctor. I suppose if I have to submit to anyone here, it is best an old fogey who has poked and prodded every corner of my body already. How are you, doctor?" "Well, I am just fine, thank you, considering the ravages of age. More important is, how are you, your ladyship?" "Oh, don't call me that. All that was part of a life before the war. Now that whole world has vanished. It's all gone, my husband, my two boys, everything. I'm rich, but what good is that? I've lost everything I held dear. These days I may as well be just plain old Lily. So, here we are, old Lily, and even older John. If you want to be useful, you can inject me with cyanide." "That, my dear, is not going to happen. You pulled through after you lost Lord Cliffside and Eddie and Rowley. You can keep on going. We all have to. The war is over. No more trying..."